Hi, my name's Nick Tan, and you are welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 116. I bring you the best independent music that I get sent, basically, from all over the planet. And tonight, today, this evening, this afternoon, whatever it is, I am going to play you all female music. So all the artists I'm going to play you, basically, all female. All women. Isn't it lovely? And it's been quite an interesting experience, this, actually. Very good. I've gone through my records, well, my files, from the very, very first set of tracks that I've been sent. So some of these are sort of probably about 2 or 3 years old. Some of them brand new and lovely. So anyway, let's kick off with a fantastic track called Sugar and Sand. This is Jamie Kelly Curtis.
Listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
Oh, lovely. I've heard that for ages. Sugar and sand. So you can look at the whole gamut, I think. Well, is it the whole gamut? A wide range of music produced by women. Now, the next track is an Annie McCluskey track that I played quite a while ago. I played a lot of her newer tracks, but this is a little bit of an older one, I think. Anyway, this is lovely. This is Annie McCluskey and Ivory.
Salut, mon nom est Emily et vous écoutez Is This Thing On Podcast avec Nick Tan.
Lovely little track that. I've got an interview with Jenny Walker coming up in a couple of tracks time where we talk about lots of things, mainly her, pretty much her really. But before that, I should play you a lovely track called Bed Song, which is by the very beautiful and often very drunk Clara Barker.
Hi, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
Oh, it's Clara Barker. I thought it was Clara Barker. Is it Clara Barker? Clara Barker? Are we going to play this game again? I've done this so many times. And Clara Barker, or Clara Barker, Ms. Barker. She's from, where's she from? Jersey, I think. Yeah, Jersey. Jersey, what did we have just a minute ago? So we had Jersey. Annie McCluskey's from Southampton. Well, she lives in Southampton. Sugar and Sand. I think she's American. Now, another artist from Southampton I'm going to play you now is Sophie Peacock. Now, Sophie Peacock sent me a demo. Sorry, I've still not found my pop shield, by the way. That's why I'm popping every so often. But I've got the microphone at a suitable distance, I think. Yeah, Sophie Peacock, she sent me a demo track ages ago. And then she sent me a mixed track with all, you know, with a band and everything, which I played, and it's lovely. But then I just came across this track again, and I thought, you know what, this really just highlights her voice perfectly highlights her voice. Listen to this. This is Sophie Peacock, Fighting Fair.
Everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
That was lovely, lovely, lovely. Right, if you want to find out about any of these artists, please go to the website and click on some links, because it's all about working together. And I shall be picking up that little thread of working together and doing things together later on in the podcast. Until then, I shall give you the interview that I did with Jenny Walker earlier on this week, and it starts like this. Jenny Walker.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. And how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Is it snowing out there? You know, we like to talk about the weather here.
Oh, I see. No, actually, it's sunshiny and cool outside.
Oh, wow. We were getting a bit spring-like over here, and now we've been promised snow and sleet and all kinds of stuff. So it's another ice age we're heading towards. So you're over there in New York City.
I am, and guess what? I'm looking right now, and it's 43 degrees outside.
Wow, what's that in Fahrenheit?
I have no idea.
Actually, that is Fahrenheit. No, that can't be Fahrenheit. That's really hot.
Wait, aren't you Celsius? I'm so confused. Y'all do it different degrees over there.
It's bloody cold. I know that.
Right. Well, it's really a gorgeous day here.
Superb. So, what have you been up to, Jenny? Because we haven't spoken to you for a donkey's years. Last time I spoke to you, there was some British Airways malarkey going on.
Malarkey. Let me tell you, that British Airways event that I was a part of has just really proved to be something that I call it the gift that keeps on giving. I went to London back in February of 2011. It's almost been a year now. I can't believe it. And went over as a winner of that competition as a small business artist, if you will. I went over because of the strength of my music business pitch and participated in the festivities, the conferences, the events in New York. We had a chartered flight over to London, all the winners on a British Airways plane. It was an insane and wonderful trip. As a matter of fact, on that trip, no one sat down other than takeoff and landing. And because it was a chartered flight, you know, the rules aren't, you know, as tight on a chartered flight. And so we were literally up and down the aisles, meeting everyone, networking, passing out business cards, congratulating each other on winning. And I really met a lot of wonderful people there. And when I went to London after the British Airways events, we were on our own, and you could stay as long as you wanted. So I stayed in London for 3-4 weeks longer than the competition, in order to meet a lot of people, to talk about my music, do some radio promotion, even have a performance in, I guess it's called Hammersmith, at the Distillers Pub, and uh-huh. a London performance there.
So can I just stop you a minute? This, the competition you did, because I've got new listeners listening to this thing all the time, and they're going, competition? What? Can you tell us what the competition was? Because you found an angle on a competition that British Airways are running and thought, hang on a second, I could be a business, I'm a musician person.
Right, that's such a great question, and I'm glad you asked.
Thanks very much, Jenny.
I'm glad you asked it. No, seriously. Because,
I'll write them all down.
Well, maybe you'll use it again. Well, here's the thing. As an artist with an album coming out, I mean, I was constantly looking for a way to differentiate myself and how do I separate myself from a very large pack. And so I had an album called Night Flight to London. And when I heard that this competition for British Airways, and they had the same one in the UK, by the way, but this one was for the United States. And they were looking for small businesses who were looking to expand internationally. And they wanted people to give a marketing pitch on how, if they won 10 international flights from British Airways, how that could help them expand their business. So I did a music business pitch about being able to expand my fan base and have an album release party in the UK and see fans around the world, things of that nature.
And they believed you.
They did believe me.
Good on them.
I mean, I didn't just win. I was a top 10 winner because of the strength of my marketing pitch. And really what I did is I thought about the synergies between a song called Night Flight to London and an airline that flies, has
to
a night
London.
Flight. London, you know, from, you know, all
you
kinds.
You made that connection, Jenny. That's stunning. Stunning.
It is stunning. It is. I know it's brilliant. So I made this connection and, you know, it really paid off because I made the case of how this music could, associate with the airline. It could be used in advertising. It could be used on in-flight audio. We could do a music video. I went through the whole thing in my pitch. And my pitch, which was a top 10 pitch, so much of what I
pitched. Sorry, was that a top 10 pitch, Jenny?
Yeah, it was. I won out of thousands and thousands of entries.
Out of 11 people.
No, it was great. It was a top 10 out of 11.
It was top 10.
To be very clear. So I can see 10, this is going to be a funny interview. So I won, and a lot of what I had in my pitch has come true. As a matter of fact, one of the things came out of that trip was six months of in-flight audio in the British Airways in-flight system. So all their planes all over the world, all their long-haul flights, my album Night Flight to London was on their system from August 2011 until January 2012. In addition, they conducted an interview with me as a winner of their competition that was also...
Not just any winner. Top 10 winner.
And thank you. Top 10 winner. So yeah, and my interview was in their in-flight system. And so I built a relationship with the people that handle their in-flight audio and been working that. And now that those 6 months are over, I'm working with that company to see about other airlines that might want to carry it, especially with the Olympics coming up in 2012 in the summer. I mean,
see, every night flight to London keeps on giving.
It's going to be on a night flight to London. So, you know,
you could be the Olympic. They're probably going to ask you to carry an Olympic torch.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would totally do that.
But at night, the night torch to London.
I love that, the night torch to London. I would totally do that. So
anyway, that's all lovely. So you came to London and you did a gig at the Distillers in Hammersmith. How was that?
It was great. It was full house. It was exciting to bounce my music off an international audience. As a matter of fact, you're going to love this. Okay, so I sang this song that's actually not on my album. And every time I sing it, people rave. So I know it's one I want to record next. It's called I'm Going to Love You From a Distance.
I thought it was a morning flight to Greece.
Yeah. So this man who came up to me after my gig, he was talking to me, he goes, you know that song you sang about love and distance? He's like, you made me cry. He says, and I'm Australian. And I was like, awesome, double whammy. You know, I made an Australian male cry at my gig. But
he was probably serving me on the bar, actually, to be honest.
Yeah. No. It was the strength of the power of that ballad, I know. So... Yeah. Yeah, it went great, and it was great to, you know, I felt it's important to test myself in other markets, and, you know, I definitely felt like I held my own in London. I had people's attention, you know, they weren't, like, throwing anything on stage to get me to stop, but, you know, it's always interesting to see how you kind of rate or compare against, you know, other people, and I felt like I held my own really well.
So how is this related to sales, do you think? Or can you gauge that?
Well, I will eventually be able to. I mean, the sales reports are really just starting to come in because there's such a lag time because the album didn't come out until October. So, wow. I mean, it takes so many months for... I have finally got my first royalty statement from ASCAP just to show that, you know, things are starting to happen. So, I mean, there's such a lag time that I'm going to have to...
So how did you sell the album? What did you use?
Well, I used a UK distributor called Ditto Music, and it's in all the digital stores
It's on iTunes and stuff, but could people buy it in shops and things, or did you have copies with you to gigs or anything like that?
Well, right now, I had a promotional CD that I made specifically for the trip to British Airways, complete with their logo on it, and that I gave out during my trip. I had 1,000 copies made, and... I gave them out to everyone on the trip, everyone I met. But in terms of one that you can buy, it's not ready yet, the physical one.
Right.
So,
why is that?
Why?
Why not?
I just want to know what's tripping me up. It's something crazy. Like, the thing that's tripping me up, this is, to be honest, this is so silly, is the album insert has a lot of photos in it. And I only had, like, 4 to 5 photos professionally photoshopped after the initial photo shoot when I had it. So now that I've got this album design and we're looking at the photos, I have to go back and you have to Photoshop all these pictures that are in the insert. And I have so many that it is, when I got the estimate to Photoshop them, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's a lot of money to Photoshop that many pictures.
So hang on, let me just get this right. So you've got this album.
Yeah.
It's all recorded, yeah?
Yeah.
It's all mastered. It's all happy and jolly and laughing. How many tracks on this album?
12.
12 tracks. It's a proper album. It's not an EP. It's a proper album. So you win this competition. You come over to the UK and your album's not ready because you've done all the pictures.
Well, it's not ready in physical form.
No. Is that right, though? Yeah? It could have been ready if you just come up with a design or something. I don't know. Some old rubbish. A flag and an aeroplane or something if you want.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be clear about this. You're making an excellent point, but be clear. I did a promotional CD that only required two photos on the front and the back.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Right. So that was done. But it's
Jesus,
the fancy
I'm glad I'm not your manager.
Jewel case, stapled insert, the extra fancy, fully loaded one. Tripping me up because there's so many photos in there that need to be photoshopped, so I have to either I have to make a decision. I either
the thing is with you being American, he's got, and you got the whole business thing, you come and do a gig, there's no CD. Come and do a gig, there's no CD. So you do a gig in London, do you get any people on your mailing list? Nah, the mailing list wasn't ready because I have pictures, these pictures been taken.
No, but wait, okay, before you, here's the thing, that you don't know, like, there's more to it than that.
There's
like,
more?
I was signed to a UK label. I was signed to a UK label,
right.
And that was what we like to call a non-starter. It fell apart right
now. Really?
So,
signing to a label and it didn't work? Jeez, I've never heard of that before.
No, note to self, no more labels, okay? So, I mean, I had those dynamics going on behind, and so then I was forced to find a way to carry on this album. I had to, you know, the contracts had to be nullified. I had to get back my masters. I had to redo the album. I had to do it all by myself in this incredible short period of time to try to promote it and do all this. And that's why it got delayed so many times, because there were other forces that I was in control of. So, note to self, and the important thing about the British Airways event is I'm back in control. I'm back in 100% control of my music, my masters, and as a small business artist, I am now building my own business. I'm not looking for a label.
No.
Had my experience, forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm looking to find a way to build it myself, and that is causing me to think about it, you know, as a business person.
What's next? What's next, Jenny? We could talk all night, but I'm just aware that we've done 12 minutes. We've probably got about two or three minutes to go. So what should people take away from this interview? What are you doing next? What's new? Can we buy this album yet? Oh, we can't buy it because the bloody photographs aren't ready yet. Jeez.
No. You can buy it digitally.
But the pictures are shit.
No, the pictures are great. Believe me, the pictures are so great and so photoshopped beautifully that I can't. The other one's not ready. No, you can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, you know, HMV, you know, all.
Bandcamp.
It's available for streaming.
Bandcamp.
I'm sorry.
Bandcamp.
Oh, I don't do anything with Bandcamp.
No.
Uh-huh.
No,
I don't. That doesn't mean I am not.
You must have loads of money.
That doesn't mean I'm not a registered user. But no, it's available in all.
I'll bring you on here to shame you, Jenny.
Oh my God, you're doing such a great job of that. Okay, so it's on all the sites that you
think. Do you think I could be successful in America?
As a comedian, yes. You can hear my music on my website, and I'm hoping that you'll play a track, certainly my Night Flight to London track. Hopefully
you'll be part of it.
On my website, jennywalker.com, you can hear all my songs, the lyrics, my blogs on there. A link to iTunes in the USA, but for your UK listeners, you just go to the UK version and search on Jenny Walker or Night Flight to London.
I'll do a link. If I put a link up on the post for this podcast, which link shall I put up? The JennyWalker.com?
Yes, that'd be great.
Right, I'll do that, and then people can go there and they can see what it's all about.
You can see what it's all about. So what's next to finish the photoshopping? Finish the darn album, the physical one.
I can find something to Photoshop an album for you. It's easy.
Yeah. I'm doing, we'll talk later. I'm working on radio promotion of the single Night Flight to London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on plans to be back in London in 2012 for another show and promotion.
This is 2012. Oh, it's now.
Okay, great.
After the Olympics, that's right.
I'm working to get the album on more airlines and get it used in film and TV placement and advertising placement. Those are things I'm working on now. So right now it's less about a performance, but I'll have more performances in 2012 than to place the music that I've just finished. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of this, it's all of that at once.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll dig the bones out of that, Jenny, and we'll get people to go over to your website and to find out what they're... But you've got a thing as well, haven't you? There's some other thing you've got. What is it? I keep getting emails from it. It's like some... It's like some coven. I don't know what it is. I get things from it going, Jenny, join Jenny Walker's conversation or something. I've got, what is it? What's that the thing?
I think I'm... Is it that about the film, the documentary film I'm involved with?
No, it's something else. It's an email I get. Haven't you got your own social network or something? Or is it just one of those...
Connective. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's all very close to your heart. You're there running it at the helm.
Is it my panel series? Is it the documentary film I'm involved in? Oh, my gosh. I'm involved in a lot of stuff. But, no, I have a panel series.
Download the album.
Website.
Just download the album. Look, I'll play the song now. I'll play Night Flight to London, all right?
I love being cut off by my own music. I think that's awesome.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jenny.
Thanks, Nick.
Cheers, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
On the night flight to London, 1,000 miles closer to you. On the night flight to London, I left behind the life I knew, and I realized that it must be fate that you and I would find a way, speeding through time. On the night flight to London, you are all I ever need. On the night flight to London, I know you'll be waiting for me. And I never thought that I would escape to find time and space.
Hello, this is demonstration Hannah, and you're listening to Is This Thing On Podcast. I wrote a little jingle for you, Nick, and I hope you like it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nick Tan, yeah, he's the man. Yes, oh yes, he is. Nick Tan, yeah, he's the man. Yes, oh yes, he is.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't get the Flip for Mac bit. I don't know why. I think something's happened. It's because I upgraded my I've upgraded things. I'm a snow leopard now. I used to be a tiger. Now I'm a snow leopard. And some things have gone crazy, so I'll have to do something about that. Right, yes, Jenny Walker. So, yes, you know all about her now, don't you? Go to Jenny Walker's websites, many websites, and do many, many things with her. Now, a few... Oh, maybe probably last year, maybe I think early last year I played this track. And it's one of those tracks that I just thought, oh, this has got a little bit of class to it. Thought I might hear more about the band or more from the band, but I haven't. And that often happens, that people get in touch with you when they've got a new release out and they go, oh, please play this, play this, play this. And you go, yeah, yeah, sure, it's great, it's good, this. And then that's it. They just sort of go, oh, no more play on the podcast, not interested anymore. And that may be the case with this one, I don't know. But I'll still play the tracks, because for me, it's all about the music, baby. Anyway, this is a fantastic little track, really lovely little track. It's called it's by a band called Sweet Tooth, and it's called Everybody Wants to Fall in Love.
Muddy old man hiding in his hood, hunched in the shadows, reading a book on Marilyn, smiling to himself. Pain stick punk in black on black, big buckle boots and a little pink rat, called Josephine, always by his side. Everybody wants to be in love. London lad, he's all loved up, lying face down in the rain, kissing the sidewalk so passionately. Teenage mama pushing a pram, dragging on a cigarette, hollers at a boyfriend, Johnny, where have you been? Everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to be in love. Two sweet boys so entwined, stand still in the middle of Hoxton Square, kissing in a wheelchair. High road resting, waiting for a cab, sings to his lady in the chill of a crazy night. Don't give up. To be in love, everybody means to be in love.
Hi, my name is Selene. You are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Postcard.
Ah, very, very nice. Yeah, everybody wants to fall in love. And I went onto their Facebook page and stuff, and I looked on their website, and they've got some new bits going on, but they don't want to tell me about them. And as if you follow the podcast, you will know, I just play stuff that people send me. I can't be bothered to... Well, when I say can't be bothered, I just haven't got the time or the inclination. Yeah. Can't be bothered to download people's tracks and go to this and go to that. I can't. I'm a very lazy, very busy person, so I just haven't got the time. If you want me to play your track, then just send it to me. But other than that, you have to send it to me. So people that do send me tracks, get them played, generally, unless they're horrible. Now, I couldn't do a female special without playing a track by April, maybe May. This is the first track they ever sent me. It's absolutely beautiful, as are all of their tracks. This is one of the early ones. This is Lost.
She awakes, but not in her own bed. Looks around and scratches her head. She is lost. She recalls a night on the town. She recalls no sorrows to drown. She thought a little flashback now makes her mind a little clearer, and her head the pain starts the heartache getting nearer.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
So that's isthisthingonpodcast.com. So if you're listening to this, please go along and have a look at the website. That what happens is it works on the website works like a blog. So every new episode that comes along, there's a new post. So you can listen back to as many old posts as you want. We're on 116, so there's plenty of old posts to listen to. Also, the people that are played each week, their names are on the post, and you can just click on their name and go to their individual website. It's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? Well, I know I just explained it, but it is pretty easy to do. There's a few other bits and pieces you can click on if you if you want to listen to the podcast on the iTunes, or you can download it somewhere else. You can subscribe to the website and get it sent as an email to you. You can do whatever the hell you want. What's nice is when people make comments, and I've been a lot of comments on the last few posts, which is really nice. A lot of the artists post on there if they've got other gigs that are going on, other things that are happening. Now something is happening. What is happening? There's something going on next week. Can't remember what it is. I'll have a little look and find out what it is. I remember typing something to someone saying, I'll mention it on the podcast this week. I'll go and have a look and see what that is. In the meantime, have a listen to this. This is one of the earlier tracks that I played on one of the earlier podcasts. Well, a track I played on the earlier podcast. It's by a lady called Netsei, and this is Punch and Drunk.
Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tans Is This Thing On Podcast.
see. How hard was that?
Very.
Right, now I've gone back and I've found what I was going to tell you about. Now, you might have remembered a couple of weeks ago, I played two tracks on the same podcast by the same band, and I did it deliberately, it wasn't a mistake. And that band was one of my favourite bands from Gibraltar, and they're called No Snow, No Alps. Now, they've actually got a gig this week, so this is this Wednesday. This is the Wednesday, the 8th of February. So if you're listening to this after the Wednesday, the 8th of February, forget it. You know, you've missed it. But they're playing at a place called the Power Bar in Kilburn, which is at 332 Kilburn High Road, Kilburn, NW6. So go along and you can see them. So they're coming all over. There's a competition. It's a semi-final heat of Super Jam. The thing about Super Jam, they organise these events to the competitions, and the prizes are to play at particular festivals. And so if we can get some people to go along to go and see the fantastic No Snow No Alps, I mean, they are. They're one of my favourite bands. What can I tell you? One of my favourite bands. You can go and see them on Wednesday. So get there for 8 o'clock, and that's at the Power Bar, Kilburn, London, 332 Kilburn High Road. I've played there before, actually, and I'll tell you about when I played there next week, because I actually met, what's his name, Wayne from Fit and the Conniptions there, and I'll tell you about that next week. So I'm going to play another song for you now, and then I'm going to have a little bit of a chat. Now, what track have I got lined up here? I have got a nice little track by Helen Austin. And she sent me an email telling me about some bits and pieces that have been going on with her. Now, this track of hers I'm going to play you now is just a short little track she just did for a bit of fun, but it's been picked up by Nivea. And so you might even be hearing it if you're in Europe on the new Nivea. There's a new Nivea commercial coming out. And so you might hear this on the new Nivea commercial if it comes out in wherever you live. Anyway, this is Helen Austin and Happy.
I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. Yes, I can. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I really can. I wait and hum a little song. You're coming round to my house. Round the corner won't be long. You're on your way to my house. Following the streets and signs. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. Yes, I can. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I can make you happy. I really can. I can hear you at the door. I wait a bit to answer. I can't wait anymore. I've gotta take a chance. I'm following the signs. I can make you happy. 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 Yes, I can.
Hello, this is the Posh Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
Yes, now, let me think, where are we? 58 minutes in. Now, you might be on Trax Radio and you might be leaving us soon, because I think you only have us for an hour. And you might also be on Radio Dentata, because you only have us for an hour as well. So look, there's going to be some more tracks I'm going to play. And if you're listening to iTunes on iTunes and on the website and stuff, don't worry about this. Just ignore this bit. The podcast gets syndicated out. Now, if you want to listen to the podcast on iTunes, it's probably one of the best ways of listening to it, because you can download it, listen to it whenever you want. So go to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, and there's all the links that means you can make it easy for yourself to listen to us on iTunes. Now, Facebook. Are you on Facebook? I'm on Facebook. I'm all over Facebook. Now, you may know about the Facebook page for the podcast. If you don't, just, again, go to the website, click on it, and like us on there. Now, I thought it was a silly thing to do, this laugh. I thought, what's the point of it? But I'm reading up on Facebook and all this social media malarkey, and it's meant to be quite good because it ups your ratings on different things as well. Now, what I have done in the last week is I've gone onto all the website, all the Facebook pages of the artists that I've played, and I've liked their pages. Because that's what I do. When I play somebody on the podcast, I go and like their page. So you just, if you don't know about Facebook, don't worry about this bit. But what I'm asking you to do, gentlemen and ladies of the public, go and like the Facebook page. Go and like my music page as well. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? Now, nice things to do. Now, I'd like to think that we can all work together in this little world of ours, and we can all help each other out. Now, I do my bit. I do this podcast every week and, you know, play you all this lovely music. And some of it might be even yours that I'm playing. So I don't ask for anything in return. I don't ask for any money. God forbid. God forbid I ask for money. But if you can go onto the website, if you can click some of the artists that are on the website and spread the word, if you can go on Twitter and sort of do all that sort of stuff, fantastic. That's really good. If you want to do something to help me, then you can like my Facebook page. If you go to the main website, which is this thing on podcast. com. Yeah, there's loads of things to click on there. You can click on my Facebook page. You can click on the Facebook page for the podcast. There's a Twitter thing there. Although, just kind of get involved a little bit. Because why? Why should you do that? Well, put it this way: why shouldn't you? Are you that lazy? I'm sure you're not. Now, I was going to talk about John Gom this week, but as he's not a woman. Although no snow, no absence in a woman either, are they? Mind you, they do have a woman, very attractive woman, in the band. So, yeah, I might be forgiven for that. No, I'm going to talk about John Gom next week. In the meantime, until next week, I've got some more tracks to play. What am I going to play you next? I'm going to play you Liz Longley. Liz Longley, one of my favourite tracks of all time. This is Liz Longley and Rush.
Don't stop. I like where this is going. You've got a way of coming over me like rain in June. Tongue tied, your body warm to the touch, and you're terrified. Well, that makes two of us now. Just the two of us now. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart. With one kiss, you cover every inch of my skin in pure bliss, and all the sound of you aching. Steady as you unfold me and unleash a desire that will never die. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart, to your heart. The bare moon shining through the window, our shadows dancing on the wall, the pulse racing like the thunder. wonder as we surrender to it all. Well, have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms, and have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart, to your heart, oh, rush of blood to your heart.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
It's been quite good so far, hasn't it? There's only a couple more tracks to go. So I've kind of scratched the surface with this female-only podcast, or female special, lady special, whatever you want to call it. I think I will do another one of these in the future, because I only got through my first two or three folders of music, of just picking out all the female artists and playing them. So I've got plenty more to come, I believe. Now, I should have been playing something else according to my list, but I've chosen this track. Well, it's just appeared here. It's a lovely track, as all of them are, I'm sure you will agree. And this is Kay, and this is Footsteps.
You're trying to make me feel doubt. You're gonna hear me yell, baby, and shout it out loud. 'Cause it's your deep blue eyes that keep telling me that it's true. You love me and I love you. 'Cause our love is true.
Yeah. Hi, this is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Yes, the female only, ladies only, podcast. Now, you may have noticed, I'm not too sure if you did, but even all the jingles were all women as well. Yes, I know. I've made a lot of effort, you see. Well, a bit of effort, just chose the women ones. Now, a final track from me. Now, how am I going to do this, you may be asking yourself if you listen to the podcast before and you know that I always play one of my tracks at the end. Well, madams and men's. I'm going to play one of my tracks, but sung by a woman. Yes. Years ago, I used to have a band of mine called People. And Gemma Carroll was one of my backing singers. I had three backing singers. And she took the lead on this and did a bloody marvellous job. And it sounds fantastic. Really makes the song sound much better than it did when I sang it. So much so that I can't sing it now because it's not in my key. I know I could change the key, but it's not in my range or anything. And so I don't do it. But this is the only chance you're going to get to hear it, really. This is a live track, which was recorded quite a few years ago. In actual fact, I was going through one of my cupboards the other week, and I found a whole recorded album by People that we never actually mixed and put out because we split up before we finished it. We recorded the album. I think it's about a 10-track album. And I've got it all on DVD. All the tracks are all on DVDs. Individual, you know, like overhead, like drums, overhead, kick drum, and all that sort of stuff. One day, I won't put it together. But it's actually a whole album just sitting there. And it's done. It's all recorded. quite bizarre. Anyway, that's all for this week. Next week, I don't know what's going to happen. I might be a little bit late next week because I've got some friends coming down for the weekend, for the whole weekend. So whether I'll get a chance to do the podcast on the weekend or not, I do not know. But I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope you've managed to get onto the website and have a little look at what's going on there, and get involved in, you know, in the music scene, as they say, because this is the underground music scene. Anyway, this is People with Gemma Carroll. Taking the lead vocal on this. This is a song I wrote a few years ago, and it's called You Changed. And I'll see you all next week. Bye. Thank you.
change. Since you came back, I can see that there has been a change in you. Since you came back, I can see that there has been a change. Since you came back, I can see that there has been a change in you. Since you came back, I can see that there has been a change. Since you came back, I can see that there has been a change in you.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?